A further 12,000 new homes need to be built in Norwich and its surrounding area in the next 20 years, with new plans being drawn up by officials. The proposed properties are in addition to developments that are already in the pipeline and housing targets that have already been announced. Under the plans, they're to be built in the Norwich City, Broadland District and South Norfolk Council areas to meet rising demand for homes. The three local authorities have joined up to coordinate where the new properties might go and have today launched an appeal for landowners and developers to suggest possible sites. The areas have already seen extensive development in recent years. However, officials stress that the new projects are more likely to be on brownfield sites rather than in the open countryside.
It's fast becoming known as the university where hats are a controversial garment. First, it was the UEA Students' Union with its ban on racist sombreros, and now the UEA itself is discouraging the throwing of graduation caps in large groups. It follows an unfortunate incident last year when a student was injured by a falling mortarboard and was taken to A&E, a university spokesman said. As an alternative, students are invited to mime a throwing action and then have a mortarboard photoshopped into a keepsake photo for the modest additional fee of £8. The move has been the subject of much derision, including from past graduates, and with the Students' Union questioning its necessity.
The true story of John Newton turning from a slave trader into a church leader and the writer of the hymn Amazing Grace can be enjoyed at St Stephen's Church in Norwich next month as part of the Celebrate Norwich and Norfolk weekend. John Newton, Amazing Grace, is Saltmine Theatre Company's portrayal of his life story and features live music and singing. The Reverend Matthew Hutton from St Stephen's said, "It's a moving tale which celebrates the power of love and grace to transform a life. I thoroughly recommend it." The performance is on Saturday, June the 11th from 7 p.m. at St Stephen's Church, Norwich, NR2 1QP, and is suitable for those aged 12 and above. The tickets cost £10 for adults and £5 for young people aged 12 and over, and £8 for students and seniors.
Schools across the area have come together to dig for buried treasure. Pupils from Broadland High School, Framlingham Earl High School and Notre Dame High School grabbed their trowels to find the history hidden underneath the soil in a pub's beer garden. A metre-deep test pit was created in the beer garden of the Ram Public House in Brundle, which has been on the site for around 400 years. The groups of budding archaeologists developed their skills in the field by sieving soil and washing their finds. They discovered a range of artefacts, including clay pipes with lettering, pipe stems and bowl fragments, one decorated with the Prince of Wales feathers, dating back to medieval times.
Four bands will play on the bandstand at Eaton Park as part of the Sunday concerts organised by Brian Dermott with backing from Norwich City Council. It starts on June the 12th with the Helsden and Sproston Band, followed by the Causton Brass Band on July the 3rd. And there will be further concerts on July the 31st with the Taverham Band and on August the 21st with the Pavilion Brass Quintet. All concerts are from 3 to 5 p.m.
A miniature railway is hosting a fundraising day for the East Anglia Children's Hospice. Trains at Eaton Park will run from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. on May the 30th to support the charity in its bid for a new hospice. Diesel driver Mike Riches said, "I always look forward to driving on the each day. So many happy faces and all for such a great cause. Let's make it another successful day in aid of our valuable children's hospices."
The Norfolk and Norwich Festival kicked off in style with an aerial spectacle played out on a stage suspended from one of the city's key landmarks. Large crowds watched the show, called Flat, which was performed outside the Forum in Norwich. A simple idea set against a stunning backdrop, the show was about one man and his apartment, And, as the audience watched from below, a solo performer climbed, fell, and leapt around his constantly transforming home, which was created by video animations. Enthralling its audience, the show questioned perceptions of time, space, and gravity. Flat, directed by Rodrigo Pardo, was first performed in France and has been performed at venues across Europe. It's part of the Norfolk and Norwich Festival's free outdoor programme, sponsored by Tarmac.